everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio, uniting humanity with universal love, and as we like to say on this show, uniting all the entire globe with the very precious wisdom and incredible resource of the very lovely, very delightful, and absolutely animated Dr. Carolyn Dean. And this is Ginny Sanders, and I'm so happy to be your co-host this evening. And whether you are at your home, driving down the freeway, listening on your computer, you're listening to the archive, what I have to say to you this week is what I say every week and have said for the last 8 years. You are in for a treat, because this is a incredibly intuitive, wonderfully non-physically driven show. And there's a level of consciousness and awareness that Dr. Dean brings to her show that you just don't find on everyday radio. It's spontaneous, it's well-informed, it's wise and divine, and she just brings all of her energy to you and connects with you in such a powerful way to let you know that that latent intelligence that your body, that cellular function that you
on
have
everyday radio,
it's spontaneous cells that in of your body is here to serve you, and all it needs is the basic building blocks of nutrients to be able to perform in its optimal function. She can also talk to you about wisdom, how to use your mind properly, how to use gratitude, and how to ground yourself in different realities so that you can achieve that optimal well-being. And she can talk to you about all kinds of things, ranging from herbs. She can talk to you about structures. She can talk to you about movement. She can talk to you about exercise, lifestyle. But one of her most favorite things in the whole wide world to talk about is magnesium. As the author of the bestseller, The Magnesium Miracle, it makes sense why she would want to talk about that and a whole lot of other things. Before I bring her on, I just want to let you know that we are going to take your live calls this evening at 646-558-8656. You'll see that number on the email, on our social media. You see it here at the radio station. You see it on the YouTube channel if you're listening to us through YouTube. And all you need to do is dial that 888-3695-3587 and come into the call. We'll get you on to talk to Dr. Dean at the appropriate time. You can also use our chat line. You can also use the talk line on YouTube. And of course, we've got a ton of your emails that we get before the show. And the other thing I want to let you know is Dr. Dean does not give medical advice on this show. What she's going to do is talk about what she would do if she were you in your circumstances, how she's navigated through her own health challenges, or how she knows that hundreds of thousands of customers that we have navigated through there. So it's a great community of sharing. So we are so happy again to have her with us this evening. So happy to welcome her back to the show. The very wonderful and completely and totally delightful Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay. There are the children down the alleyway, getting further and further away. I guess they're getting healthier. They're getting healthier. That's what's happening. Yes, children, the worst is over. You're in the right place. Everything has basically disappeared. But we're here. And we're here to tell you all kinds of exciting things. Let me run through the preliminary announcements. Sign up for our subscription service on rnareset.com so you can get your your nutrients every month without having to think about them and not run out. Refer your practitioner so everybody can benefit from knowing about our products. Use referral candy. This is not a chocolate bar. It's a 15% discount for people who refer their friends and family. Get your blood testing done with our home blood test kit. We've signed up for a research project to test for magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, and TSH. And as a result of those results that we're getting, we've kind of changed things at RNA Reset. We've added a vitamin D product, our D3K2 Reset. We're looking at omega-3 fatty acids, how to get more of those. And it's all in line with supporting the structure and function of our immune systems. As we'll talk about today in today's blog, we're talking about inflammation, and that does relate to the immune system and what to do for it. We've reached a state in our culture where it's the perfect storm for getting sick. So what we've done is shorn up our dietary supplements. I thought I'd just get away with a handful of nutrients to support the cells for making perfect cells, but it turns out we have to add more things to really support our immune systems. And we're doing that. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. We still have our magnesium deficiency survey going. It serves to keep us on track about the types of people that are visiting our website. We have hundreds and hundreds of new visitors every week. And we find that 70% have insomnia and anxiety. 60% have restless legs and muscle cramps. 51% have heart palpitations. And about 40% have tension, headaches, and migraines. So we're not going to give up on what we're doing with magnesium and with the other nutrients. I say magnesium is the basis of supporting the cells of the body because it's responsible for 80% of known metabolic functions. Why wouldn't we start there? So we keep promoting our REMAG magnesium as our gateway to the other dietary supplements. I mean, it's only recently we really found out how important potassium is. Potassium helps magnesium work, and magnesium helps potassium work. And the people who are adding potassium to their regimen are telling us all kinds of amazing things, especially those who've been diagnosed with some sort of heart problem, which may be a magnesium and potassium deficiency problem. There are about 20 free ebooks at drcarolindeanlive.com, and we have our nutrient research paper posted somewhere in there. It's called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability. And that's what we're about, bringing you nutrients that are bioavailable. I mean, what's the point of just having on a piece of paper, oh yeah, I'm taking these nutrients and thinking you're covered when they're not even being absorbed? So that's our announcements. And actually, Ginny, before I go to the blog, it's funny you mentioned about movement and exercise. Ginny's always reading my mind. I do want to give a little sidebar on body balance. And I want to say it this way. Every time you lose your balance, like you're trying to put your pants on one leg after the other, lose your balance, you judge yourself. Every time you bang into something, you judge yourself. every time you forget something, you judge yourself. And this week, for some reason, I was, you know, putting one sock on, and then I was going to put on the other sock, and I thought, oh, I'll just go lean against the wall so I don't fall over. And I really hadn't been doing that. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I am not allowing my own balance to balance me so that I can put my other sock on. I'm depending on a wall. You know, what's going to be next? A crutch, or, you know, sitting down in a chair to put my socks on? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to always, when I'll use the opportunity when I put on my bathing suit or my socks or my underwear, I'm going to use the opportunity to stand on one leg and pull my clothing on, and then stand on the other leg, one leg at a time, and pull the other side on, because that's how you practice your core balance. If you're already having trouble, then do some yoga exercises, or just simply stand beside a chair, stand on one leg, put the other leg up, and bend it at the knee, put it behind you, and stand there. And if you do that often enough, and, you know, even just for a minute at a time, you will get your balance back. And if you don't, and you start relying on that wall or that crutch or that chair, you're giving up. Never give up. And if you do bang into something or forget something or lose your balance, do not judge yourself. There's just no point. You just make the observation, oh, I did that. Then, you know, I'll just practice and do better. I learned about this way of sort of forcing myself to be conscious of my own, you know, failings, let's say, or potential failings, because I was in a medical practice, because I could see patients coming in. And I'll tell you, when I first started seeing chronic fatigue patients back in the 80s, I looked at these mostly young women who were putting up with a, you know, full-time job, and they probably had a child or two, and they were just beating themselves up because they couldn't keep up. They just couldn't do it all, and they kept trying. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, that could be me. And so what did I do? I had started my practice with a 4-day week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And when I realized that, I went to a 3-day week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I mean, that was it. I was not going to succumb to the burden of overwork, et cetera, et cetera. So use your environment as your observation site, as your experiment. When I see someone walking by and they're all slumped over or really bad posture, I stand up straighter. When I see people walking like a duck with their feet out at 45 degrees, you know, I make sure that my feet are straight. So that's just, you know, a bit of just reinforcement of what you already know, and what you could be doing to support yourself even more. What do you say, Jenny? Any input on that?
Beautiful. I think that's lovely. I sat up right away when you started talking about that. And I definitely started thinking right away, too, that I've gone back to taking yoga and how really good it does to feel, to hold your balance and to feel that movement and that stretching in your body. So even a low impact thing like that has a high impact. Very good, Carolyn. Yeah. Now, why do you say you judge yourself? Are you just saying that when you, like, you start to fire, like, oh, darn it, I wish I had, is it kind of like that?
Yeah, people, you know how people will say when they make a mistake, oh, you're so stupid. You judge yourself. You put yourself down. Mm. And, you know, instead of saying, I'll fix that. I can do better. Use those opportunities to improve yourself rather than dragging yourself down. I mean, I have a friend when I gave her a necklace and she was putting it on, and somehow the clasp got in her left hand, and then she would have to use her left hand to open the clasp and put it together. And she said, "Oh, I've never been able to do that. Can you do it for me?" And I didn't say anything to her at the time. She's probably listening on the show. But it's like, well, practice using your little left fingers to open that clasp and find the little ring to put the clasp on of your necklace. Do not give up or say, "Well, I can't do that," or I've never learned to do that. By doing those things, you put tracings in your brain, new tracings in your brain that keep your brain alive.
Very nice. Yes, you overlay, you create new pathways mm-hmm. for your neural nets to start forming and telling yourself that there's something new that you can do, and it inspires mm-hmm. life force. That's great.
Yeah. Nice. So there's our little sidebar.
Can we have another sidebar?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you just tell everybody about the Total Body Reset for Women early in the show so that they know that they have to mark their calendar for next Monday night?
Oh, right. Yes, next Monday show, we're launching several things. We're launching my latest book called Total Body Reset for Women. We're going to be announcing our webinar, which will be on the Thursday, when is our webinar? Our webinar is this week.
No, it's the 24th. It's next Thursday. You're right. Yep, next Thursday, the 24th.
I just have to get everything in by the 17th. Sorry, everybody. So next September 21st on the Monday, we're promoting the launch of Total Body Reset for Women, the book, and that'll be a free download at drcaroliendean.com. And we'll be announcing our Total Body Reset for Women webinar. And Ginny, I didn't tell you that yet, but Chad and I talked each other into me being live on that webinar, because I was asking him if he had that function for my Africa webinar, and he said, "Yeah, I could have my little face down in the corner of the slide." So I'm going to be live on September 24th. Okay.
Oh, very good. And then also on the radio show, what we're doing, Carolyn, is we're having, for the first time, we're actually going to have a group of call-in guests, listeners, our radio show audience that's been listening for years and has followed your protocol for restoring their health, are going to be calling in. So we're going to have six guests next Monday night, all people who've used the formulas, who have recovered their health or have used it to sustain their good health, women from all over and all different ages and walks of life and everything else like that. And they're going to be sharing their experience and talking with you and taking questions as well. So it's going to be a fun evening.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Yes, yes, yes. I didn't know how many people responded, but it looks like everybody you wanted to invite to the show is coming to the show. That's awesome.
Yeah, very exciting. So it's going to be very, very fun. And the book is just so awesome. And I'm just telling everybody this week, if you have any woman in your life that you care about, friend, mother, daughter, granddaughter, next door neighbor, coworker, you will want them to hear this show. It is so vitally important for women to understand their bodies. And the information is very simple, easy to use, and it's just extremely wise. And I think women are really going to be edified by the presentation and also hearing the story of other women. So please, please, please put it on your calendar and plan on joining us and inviting others to come be with us too.
Perfect. Okay, that was perfect insertion sidebar. Okay, so the topic today and today's blog is zinc, an anti-inflammatory mineral. And the blog for this is at drcarolyndeanlive.com on the home page. It's been emailed to people. It's on our social media. And it's kind of a long blog. It's about inflammation, how chronic diseases may have the same root cause, inflammation, chronic low-grade inflammation has been linked to heart attack, strokes, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, compromised immune, and compromised respiratory function, and even cancer. So I'll just say, though, that inflammation doesn't necessarily cause these conditions, but it's found in these conditions. Allopathic medicine doesn't know why, but I do. It's because of low magnesium, low zinc, probably low vitamin D, low omega-3 fatty acids, all these building blocks for the body. If we don't have them, have enough of them or in the right proportions, then the body just gets irritated and inflamed, and then these diseases just pack on. I mean, you know what I've said about heart disease, and I made it even more clear in the heart health book, where instead of just talking about atrial fibrillation, which is kind of the end result of the heart failing because of lack of magnesium, I just made it real clear and started with tachycardia. When the heart starts beating faster and faster, at first you may think, oh, that's just anxiety. Well, anxiety is a magnesium deficiency symptom. So you have a tachycardia, and then you can have angina. Your heart then can kind of back up, the pressure in the heart backs up, and the smooth muscles in the blood vessels can tighten up and cause high blood pressure. It's all very easy in my world to explain these things because I've lived with low magnesium for so long, and I know what it does to the body. And low magnesium will inflame the body, and then you get into this vicious cycle in allopathic medicine where they're trying to find drugs for inflammation. And they don't realize that the more drugs you take, the more inflamed your body becomes. The inflammation is things like histamine, bradykinin, all the cytokines that you're hearing about now with COVID-19 that get stirred up with infection and inflammation, they start irritating the body. And allopathic medicine just looks for ways to suppress those symptoms without having any regard for the minerals that may be required to take care of those symptoms. So what else are we talking about here in the blog? There's a study in 2006 about magnesium and inflammatory response showing that at the cellular level, magnesium reduces inflammation. And what Ginny goes on to say in the blog is that zinc has a similar function. Zinc plays a critical role in controlling the inflammatory response. A study at Oregon State University found that improving zinc status through diet and supplementation may reduce the risk of inflammatory diseases. And I mean, that's been known for decades about zinc. I learned it back in the late 70s in my naturopathic classes. So zinc, it's become of much more interest recently. And that's because with the COVID crisis, one of the major treatments for mild to moderate COVID is hydroxychloroquine and zinc. Unfortunately, it's been pushed aside because it's not an expensive enough treatment. God, how many hundreds of thousands of people have died because they were told not to do hydroxychloroquine and zinc. However, zinc is the active ingredient in that combination. Hydroxychloroquine, what it does is it has a function that allows it to open up the cell mineral ion channels and allow zinc to enter the cells. And then zinc, as a natural antiviral, it heals wounds. I'll go over a list of things it does. It's quite amazing. But it is the property of hydroxychloroquine to open up the cells to allow zinc in that allows then the zinc to do its job as an antiviral. And what we have with our Pico zinc is a stabilized zinc ion that is small enough to enter the cell on its own through the small mineral ion channels and do its work. So it's really quite revolutionary. You'll never hear about it in mainstream media because it's not something that can be patented or you can't charge $1,000 a treatment for it. So some more words here about zinc. It's essential to preserve natural tissue barriers such as the respiratory epithelium, preventing pathogen entry. It's necessary for a balanced function of the immune system and the redox system. That's the oxidation reduction system in the body that vitamin C and magnesium, everything works on. Zinc deficiency can be added to the factors predisposing individuals to infection and detrimental progression of COVID. Additionally, due to its direct antiviral properties, it can be assumed that zinc is beneficial for most of the population, especially those with suboptimal zinc status. Okay, so as I mentioned at the outset of the show, we're in a perfect storm. We've gotten to this point because As Ginny continues in this blog, we have chronic low-grade inflammation created and sustained by excessive belly fat, a poor diet of processed foods and sugars, lack of exercise, smoking, periodontal gum disease. So these lifestyle-related diseases have reached epidemic proportions and lead to these chronic, what they call comorbidities in the population that makes 70% of our population susceptible to COVID. If you don't have the comorbidities, if you've been taking your nutrients and you realize that what you've been told about your heart disease or AFib or diabetes or even arthritis, that all these things are improving with your nutrients, then you don't have a comorbidity and your immune system is probably intact. So that is what I wanted to say about the blog. But then to look at the basic facts about zinc, what you can do there is go to the Total Body Immunity book. It's at drcarolindeanlive.com. It's a free download. It's version 2. And Pico Zinc is in the list of nutrients for total body immunity. This is what I was saying. This is what we had to expand into to cover the immune system. And the nutrients, they do start with REMAG. We'll always start with REMAG because it functions on 80% of the metabolic processes in the body. Then there's our vitamin D product, D3, K2 Reset, our Whole C Reset, our Flora Revive, our Pico Silver, and our Pico Zinc. And, I mean, you're going to be amazed if you haven't read this book yet. Chapter 6 is Pico Zinc. And I have talked about it in the Remite Recalcia book because it's one of the ingredients in Remite. If you take your recommended dose of Remite every day, which is a teaspoon and a half, you're going to get 6 milligrams of Pico Zinc. Now, it seems like a small amount, but really, with our stabilized ionic form of these minerals, it's going to be functioning at twice or three times the level of other supplements. So that means if you've been taking 20 milligrams of zinc in a tablet, then the dose in Remite, the 6 milligrams, is enough for a daily dose. But again, when COVID came along, I myself thought, well, we need more zinc. So our Pico Zinc is, 20 milligrams per half teaspoon. I really had to concentrate it down so that you could get more doses. So I personally only take another extra quarter teaspoon a day, so I'm getting like 16 milligrams of zinc a day. And I know it's powerful. I know Ginny loves it, and she's already had all kinds of great results with it. And with our with the COVID, we find out about the endothelial connection. I have this in the Total Body Immunity book. Magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin C all have a role to play in keeping the endothelial lining of the blood vessels intact. That's just the inner lining of the blood vessels. And it's the endothelial lining, apparently, that is attacked, or one of the areas attacked by viruses and leads to bleeding. So it turns out that zinc is necessary to maintain the health of cardiovascular cells and the endothelium. Low levels of zinc in the body can cause a deficiency in the endothelial barrier, which leads to inflammation and potential buildup of calcium and cholesterol. And the basics about zinc, I have, I think it's 23 of them. It assists protein synthesis, wound healing. Zinc travels to wound sites, burns, abscesses, injuries, and surgery. It assists with DNA synthesis, cell division, supports normal growth and development during pregnancy, childhood, and adolescence. It affects the sense of taste and smell. If someone tells me they don't smell so well anymore, then I tell them to take zinc. Assists with blood formation, with DNA and RNA and protein metabolism, fatty acid and prostaglandin metabolism, vitamin A metabolism, again, growth phases, regulation of sex hormones, reproductive organ function and fertility. So miscarriage, birth defects, immune deficiency are common effects of zinc deficiency. It stabilizes membranes. It gives you free radical protection and superoxide dismutase with zinc as a cofactor. It inhibits intestinal absorption of toxic heavy metals like lead and cadmium. It regulates brain neurotransmitters. It assists with other sensory functions such as vision and hearing. And it's just 19. It assists with immune defense. It's necessary for many functions in the thyroid. That's why we have it in Remite to support the thyroid. Like magnesium, zinc is a calcium antagonist or calcium channel blocker, preventing calcium from improperly activating muscle and nerve cells and depositing in soft tissue in the body. It's required for the synthesis of thyroid hormones and the conversion of T4 to T3. So without it, you can develop hypothyroidism. And number 23, I say conversely, thyroid hormones are essential for the absorption of zinc. Researchers have found that the hair loss attributed to hypothyroidism may not improve with thyroid hormone replacement unless zinc supplements are added. And then we have a section here on zinc and the common cold, how it's already been reported, how well it works for sore throats. There are zinc lozenges on the market that that people use, and the zinc deficiency symptoms just go on and on and on. The causes go on and on and on. And to diagnose it, it's difficult to diagnose. A hair test, people say, can be helpful, but what you can do with the grassroots health home in-home testing, and actually we have some of these kits at our RNA Reset website, you can order an MG plus elements test at the research link at rnareset.com, and it will analyze your magnesium, selenium, zinc, copper, cadmium, lead and mercury and vitamin D. So it's a very convenient home test kit where you you prick your finger and put drops of blood on a cardboard circle and send it away, and you get your results. So then you'll know where you are with your zinc status. And I think that's, I mean, there's more. The sources of zinc, you can try to get it in the food, but the highest level of zinc is in oysters. I'm not fond of oysters, so I take my Tego zinc. And there are a couple of milligrams in animal products and fish. It's in nuts and seeds as well. I mean, you can scrounge up some zinc in your diet, but I really think we've gotten to the stage where we can't depend on our food for our nutrients anymore. It's all been farmed out. All the nutrients have been farmed out. And there's a good section that I won't go into on the relationship of copper and zinc. There's a lot of talk about the dangers and toxicity of copper and how we shouldn't take copper and all this worry and fear about copper. And I suppose it's valid to some extent because we've had copper plumbing. Women use copper IUDs. The birth control pill itself will reduce our copper levels. But at the same time, you have to have some bioavailable copper. And that's what we have in Remite. It's 1/10 of the amount of zinc, which is the proportion that keeps zinc from actually suppressing copper or copper suppressing zinc. So it's the right balance in our Remite formula. And I'll leave it to you to go into the rest of the book if you have questions about the copper zinc balance and the problems with copper absorption. Again, with the copper in Remite, it's a stabilized ion of copper, so it's fully bioavailable. It'll get into the cells, do the job that copper has to have done. I mean, copper is part of superoxide dismutase as well. And so for all the good functions of copper, you'll get your copper and remite. And what will happen is when you're using bioavailable copper, it will bump out the copper compounds that may be toxic in a person's body. So, Ginny, I'll stop there. As I said, I'm just reading out from the book just to drive it home about the importance of zinc. We don't really have blog questions on zinc, but we do have six blog questions. So I'll leave it up to you if we start taking calls now and do our blog questions later. What do you say? What have I left out and where do we go from here?
That was fantastic. I don't know why. I mean, when I hear about zinc, I feel like I have a schoolgirl crush on it or something. Like, it reminds me of the David Cassidy days when I wanted to be his wife when I was like in, you know, junior middle school or something. I'm excited about zinc, and our zinc is so amazing. It's so fun to know that, you know, people are using the magnesium, and zinc does mirror some of the other functions, like being, you know, the calcium antagonist and really helping people with calcium, because of course that's a big source of inflammation. And knowing what it does for the ears and the eyes, because we have a lot of people who ask about macular degeneration. And we have a lot of people who ask about tinnitus. And I think that, you know, zinc can really play an important role in those kinds of areas. So I'm really, really excited to see what our zinc does when you're taking that larger dose. And I've been doing it for several weeks now, and I just keep discovering new and fun things about our zinc. So make sure you've got some stock up, you know that you can take it confidently. If you see the onset of anything coming, you know, just start throwing down some zinc or just, you know, topping off your dose. I think it's just really beneficial.
I should say that zinc, I don't know what it is about zinc, but you probably should take it with meals, at least in the beginning, until your body gets used to it. When I first did the Pico Zinc, I probably did too much. I'm always pushing it. What's going to happen? You know, what could go wrong? So I had been fasting. I took some zinc, and I did have a bit of a reaction. I did have some vomiting and diarrhea, Ginny. I did purge. So it just reinforced that I want people, when they take their zinc, start with a quarter teaspoon, which is 10 milligrams. You can work up to a half teaspoon. You can take it daily. Daily is best. I mean, it's kind of like the vitamin D. I remember when I first thought with high dose vitamin D, well, yeah, they're giving it once a month or once a week or something, but the vitamin D you really should be taking every day, because that's what your body utilizes a bit every day. If you just take it once a week, and by the end of the week, it's all gone. So with zinc, if you're doing your remite, you're getting some every day, you can do an experiment and do the half, a quarter to a half teaspoon every day along with your remite and see how you feel. There's also using it like we do our hydrogen peroxide, diluted hydrogen peroxide, 3%. You do 50-50 saline and hydrogen peroxide. Our guest on one of our radio shows, Dr. Thomas Levy, talked about using hydrogen peroxide in this way to help clear the sinuses and nasal passages of viruses. And we can do a nebulizer of hydrogen peroxide. We can use our Pico Silver. We can use our Pico Zinc. We can even use Pico Remag for symptoms of asthma, according to our customers. And personally, it's things that I would use. I guess medically, I can't tell people to do that, but I'd have you look into sources like Dr. Thomas Levy, L-E-V-Y. You can Google him and find out what he says about nebulizing. You know, when you hear about hydrogen peroxide, you hear, oh, it's so strong. Oh, my goodness, what are people doing? But we're just talking about using it for 5 minutes, maybe once or twice a week after you've been exposed to other humans or if you've been on an airplane ride. And we're also looking at other ways of telling people or recommending to people how to get that a little bit of Pico Silver, Pico Zinc into your nasal passages. I mean, I know when I first started working with a Pico Silver, I would just put a few drops in the palm of my hand and kind of snort it to get that liquid into my nasal passages and up into my sinuses. So we're looking at these simple ways of offering common sense advice to people. And this is rather than waiting to get sick. When I know whenever I've gotten sick, it's very hard to start pulling out the remedies and doing it. You can see why people will, you know, rush off to the doctor or the emergency and, you know, please go if you feel that you must. But at the same time, have your remedies on hand. You know, be snorting your Pico Silver on the way to the ER. I often said this about magnesium. Take your Remag on the way to the ER, and by the time you get there, they'll probably tell you you're fine. So we're looking for ways that people can take responsibility for their own health and support the structure and function of their whole body. Isn't that right, Ginny?
That is so totally right, and that is so totally true, because it actually has happened that our customers have thrown back a big swig of Remag on the way out the door, especially with AFib. And by the time they get there, things have calmed down. And, you know, so, yeah, it does happen that way. You think we exaggerate, but we exaggerateth not.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, where do you want to go from here?
Okay, well, we've got to get some waving hands, so we'll probably do some blog posts, but let me just tell all of our listeners and callers that 646-558-8656 is the number to call, and if you're already on the line, of course, you're going to want to hit star five on your keypad to raise your hand in the studio and let us know that you want to talk to Dr. Dean, and we'll put you on the call with her. If you're calling in at 646-558-8656, you've got to enter a special ID number, and that ID is 8836953587, and press pound. And then once you come in on the call, again, you'll be able to hit *9 on your keypad to raise your hand and let us know that you want to talk to Dr. Dean. Also, I have a couple comments from the chat. First of all, Nancy L. Wanted to say that she agreed with you in the early part of your presentation about self-talk and how to reinforce yourself and take care of yourself in that way. I thought that was very sweet. Doug Tidwell says, hello, hello. Thank you, Doug. And he also loves the zinc. Of course he does. And then Belinda also said, can you tell me where the Total Body Immunity book is located? So she was looking on drcarolyndean.com, not drcarolyndeanlive.com. So we want you to go to the radio show blog, drcarolyndeanlive.com. You'll see across the top the heading for books. If you click on that, you'll see Dr. Dean's amazing offering. Very grateful to our staff that's in the process of revamping this blog site. Brian and Derek are working on it, and we're going to have all of Dr. Dean's webinars up there and all kinds of other super cool and groovy stuff. So that's going to be fun too. And then, of course, the blog is on the same page, Belinda. So a couple raised
Jenny,
hands.
Jenny.
Yep, here I am.
Under books, I don't see a total body reset for women yet. We were putting it out till next week. It's not out till next week. Yeah.
Right. But total body immunity. That's what Belinda was asking me about.
Ah, okay. Yeah. It's right on top. Yeah.
Yeah. Very right on good. Top. Yeah. Yep. Yep. All righty. So we've got raised hands and emails. What would you like to do, Carolyn?
Well, we've only got 10 minutes, so let's do one phone call and see how far we get.
Okay, excellent. So now we're going to go to area code. Now, here's a fun thing, area code 218. So I'm going to ask you to unmute your phone, and you've got to hit that little blue button on your end to unmute it, and then it'll let you come onto the show. So you've got to look at the blue button. And then there you are.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
Hi, it's Alyssa. Hi, Carolyn. Wow. It's Alyssa.
Oh, hi, Alyssa. Yes.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
Yeah, so my question is, I just bought your hormone balance book today and started reading that. But I want to start some work with my hormones to check on the balancing. And I've been on Remite. I've been on all your products. I love them. I feel cradled in health. But I've just noticed some shifts in mood and just different things with some stuff in my body. And I just wanted to check in on that. So I wanted to call and talk to you directly as I start that process. And then I'll be able to check back in with you along the way. So other than the diet and finding out more, what would be my first step? Like, would I go in and get a blood draw?
Yeah, this is very tricky. It's so difficult to know where to start, because when you go to doctors, what they're going to do is they can do bloods. And yes, it's good. And actually, Jenny, I'm thinking, did I even talk about this in Total Body Reset for Women? I don't know what I said in the Hormone Balance book anymore. But back in the day in medical school, we weren't even really told what to do about women who are sort of perimenopausal or having hormone shifts. Because now it's like the saliva enzymes or the hormones that you obtain from saliva seem to be ones that will give you more information. Because when you're cycling, then you do a blood test at maybe four different times in the month, it's going to be four different levels.
Yeah,
because the hormones are, up and down and up and down. It's really tricky. I mean, that's why in the Hormone Balance book and even in the Total Body Reset for Women, I talk about just cleansing and detoxing and doing your supplements. But as you can tell, I don't have anything really specific to pinpoint and say, oh, you do this and then that will happen. I mean, you'd look at your REMAG. Are you taking, should you take more REMAG and more REMAG with that shifting? And with the yeast overgrowth, you've been moving around a lot. I'm sure your diet has been up and down and, through the roof, because if that yeast overgrowth, that can throw off a lot of things and all the stress of traveling and all the rest of it. So it's only natural that the body's going to react, because what happens under a lot of stress is the sex hormones take a back seat. It's like, oh, She needs more adrenaline and she needs more thyroid. We're not going to worry about the sex hormones right now. And she's not going to get pregnant under this stress. That's the last thing she's going to do. So we'll just back off. And then the backing off of the sex hormones probably makes you think, oh, there's something wrong with my sex hormones, but it's the stress that's creating this potential imbalance. Mm-hmm. And then you start to think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going through early menopause. And I did that.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, no, I didn't even think that, but I guess I'm 35, so... Yeah.
No, you're not near that. Yeah. So then it's going to be stress and yeast overgrowth. Yeah. That's all.
Okay. That's okay. Okay.
Yeah. If a 35 year old goes in and they happen to find something abnormal, because they will, because that's what they want to find, you know, being on the products, your body's going to be different. And it's going to be different. Well, that's wrong. And then, they may say those words to you. Oh, you're just perimenopausal. which isn't even a word. I mean, when I was under massive stress in New York doing the AIDS research and all the rest of it, I had what I thought was an early menopause symptoms at 45. But menopause is sort of 45 to 55.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not in that window.
Right.
I will definitely, I'm doing maintenance candida stuff, but I'll go strict with it when I'm in a place where I can, I'm in the same place for a few weeks and I can just go really strict with that. I've really benefited from that in the past. So, and I know you recommend, you know, doing that every now and then to detox, you know, it's something that we have to return to and kind of get in balance. So I'll do that. One question or just one background thing. Okay, just a few more minutes. When I was in my early 20s and doing natural family planning, I learned the, what is that method? You talk about it in your book. The Creighton model.
Yes.
And so before I started on, I would say I started the Remite regularly a couple of years ago, and I was doing the drops before that. So my Remag and Remite consistent intake has been probably the last couple of years. But in my 20s, before your products, I was showing signs of like low progesterone and things like that. I was consistently mapping and they were able to kind of see those indicators. And I know you mentioned that you used to do that in your practice. So I'm on your products. I'm on Remag. I've upped it and gotten some symptoms that bring me back down to 2 teaspoons a day. What is the ratio of Remite to Remag? Like, do I need to keep the Remag more than the Remite? Can I?
Yeah. It's usually 2 to 1.
2 to 1. Okay.
But that's if you're up to 4 teaspoons, but Remite every day, 1.5 is where you stay in
sufficient.
Very high Remag, and then you do the 2 to 1 Remag to Remite.
Okay.
And we're at the top of the hour. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I will continue with the de-stressing and work on the candida stuff, and if there's some saliva stuff that I find out, I'll check back in. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because with the progesterone stuff, I wouldn't dive into taking progesterone until you clean up the other stuff. But you'd have to follow up if you had signs of low progesterone before, but that's getting kind of medical for me on the phone. Okay.
Got it. Yep. Got it. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Okay. Thanks, Alyssa. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We'll be right back. Hour 2 coming right at you.
We'll be back with Hour 2 of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.